Hey, good evening, my friends. We are on day 40, which is called A Broken Heart. It is Motzei Yom Kippur. I hope you all are on a bit of a spiritual cloud nine, having spent the day praying and fasting. And I hope it was an uplifting day for all of us, and that Hashem received all of our prayers favorably, and that we all are sealed for Bezrat Hashem, a good year to come. I left just a gorgeous little story here that I did not share at MGE today, but I've shared this before, and it's in this chapter. It's actually a story I've used to introduce the Avinu Malkeinu prayer, and it's a story about a man who owned a jewelry store in Israel, and this 9-year-old girl walks into the store to buy bracelets. A true story. And she looks through the glass display, and there's this very beautiful and expensive piece of jewelry. It costs about 16,000 shekels, and it's like $4,000. I mean, it's a little girl. And the owner of the store asks, do you want to buy that? And the little girl, 9-year-old, says, yes. And who do you want to buy that for? The man says. And she says, for my older sister. And he says, that's very nice, but why do you want to buy such an expensive bracelet for your sister? And she says, well, we don't have a father or mother, and my oldest sister takes care of all of us. And so I collected from all of my other siblings money to buy her a present. And then this 9-year-old pulls out a handful of coins, and she just puts them on the counter, 7 shekels. And 80 agurot, which is like $2. And the store owner was very moved. And he tells the little girl, you're in luck. That's exactly what the bracelet costs. And he wraps the gift, hands her the bracelet, and she runs out with a big smile. A couple hours later, her older sister shows up in the store. I'm really sorry, sir. My little sister should not have taken this bracelet without paying. And the owner says, what do you mean? It's paid in full. There is no way, the older sister says, that my little sister could have afforded such a fine piece of jewelry. And listen, the store owner says, she paid in full, 7 shekels, 80 agorot, and a broken heart. And the store owner continued. He says, my wife died a few years ago, and people come into my store every day to buy expensive pieces of jewelry, and they can afford it. When your little sister walked in, and she wanted to buy you something special, and she showed me all the money she collected, it was the first time since my wife died that I remember what it really means to love someone. And so I gave her the bracelet and I wished her well. And it's a very, very beautiful and touching story, which is so appropriate for Motzei Yom Kippur now, because we turn to Hashem today on Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year. And we ask Hashem for a good life and good health and a decent livelihood in the coming year. And we reach into our pockets to see what we've got to pay for all those beautiful blessings. And we realize, maybe we did a mitzvah here, a mitzvah there, and we pull out a few shekels. And we put it on the counter. Maybe we kept some Shabbos and we gave some charity. But we don't really have enough to pay God for all the blessings that we asked for today in Yom Kippur. And that's why the last line of the Avinu Malkeinu prayer that we said so many times today, we said, Avinu Malkeinu, Chaneinu Vaneinu Ke'in Banu Masim. Answer us, Hashem, because we don't have enough deeds. And therefore, I say, Manu Tzedakah V'Chesed V'Oshiyenu, just if you can please act towards us with compassion, with love, because we don't have what it takes to pay for what we've asked for. But we do have one thing, and we can never underestimate this one thing, and that's a broken heart. Karav Hashem l'chol karav. We say this in the book of Psalms, that God is close to the brokenhearted. And we come before Hashem with sincerity, and we say, do with us charity and kindness and save us. And we admit that we don't have enough to pay for what we're asking for. We're asking Hashem for compassion and love because we're coming to him with a broken heart. And this is something that's important not only on Yom Kippur, but any day of the year, to always be sincere and contrite before Hashem and to say that, like, I may not have what it takes, but I'm experiencing the right emotions and I want to be sincere and genuine, and I'm going to try to do better in the coming year. And in the zechus of our collective broken hearts, may Hashem bless us all with a good year, and may Hashem bless our brothers and sisters in Manchester in England who suffered a terrible tragedy today, and the two Jews whose lives were taken, may their souls be elevated. And may Hashem bless Am Yisrael, the Jewish nation, all over the world with peace. We've got one more chat tomorrow. It's called The Day After. Throw in a little bonus. So we'll talk then. Bli Nedar.